Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Now that the Bears have received indications that the state would help fund infrastructure renovation with nearly $500 million for the Michael Reese Hospital site, is that most likely a feasible option? Can Kevin Warren shift his sights and shelve his ego to make this his new priority?
Well, I think it was very quietly reported that this development gives the Bears the momentum that Kevin Warren referenced last week. Maybe he knew something at the time. Maybe this happened independent of that. Regardless of the circumstances, this was something that gives you reason to believe that the Bears staying in Chicago is a legitimate possibility now. Or let me rephrase that by saying it's more legitimate than I thought it was before you found out that the state was willing to commit $466 million in surplus money to infrastructure improvements that were necessary. And I think people could reasonably agree part of the government's responsibility to any project that is going to revitalize a part of the city the way that this project would Brownsville. So I think there are a lot of things in play here and a lot of things that have reason to believe make sense here that isn't necessarily true about the museum campus site, where there would be potential litigation with Friends of the Parks, the congestion factor, and just the practicality of demolishing one building to build another. And I just don't know if that makes as much sense to practical people as maybe the Michael Reese Hospital site, which you could get on board with. I still believe the easiest option for the Bears is to put shovels in the ground, as they say, in Arlington Heights on land they own and have purchased, and I think that was plan A. But if they go this direction, you could understand it, especially if there's private investment behind it, as it appears, because of the way that it would the redevelopment commitment with the owners of the site. And so this makes sense, and the next time Kevin Warren talks about grand plans in the city, you don't have to roll your eyes, because this makes a lot more sense than the museum campus.
Wherever it's built, people will show up, lots of people, and will spend lots of money to be there. Here's why I think I'm scratching my head and what I want to see just as a fan. Where's the renderings? Where's the pictures? No, seriously, right? I mean, that's what gets people excited, gets people on board. Okay, so here is what the Michael Reese site used to look like. Here's what it looks like today. And here's potentially what it could look like with the state's help and the Bears and the NFL getting together to revitalize an area that you guys said, I don't think I've ever been in that area.
I didn't want to smile or scoff at that, Dustin. I did reflexively, but I do think you're right, because there have been safety and size concerns about that site.
I just want to see it. What would it look like? And that would probably get more people on board or excited, because when we have seen what the plan is, it gets you excited. But guess again, wherever it goes, people are going to show up.
I think it's kind of not far from, like, you could walk to, like, the beach at 31st Street or something.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like you really would be revitalizing a neighborhood, and you would really be helping. And I mean, listen, it's far enough away from the Obama Library. It's not, like, connected or anything else, and it's not that close to but our lake shore is beautiful, and it's beautiful all the way around the lake. And if you could revitalize an area that is in a, is very, you know, Michael Reese Hospital is, it's like a vacant building, Dustin. There's, like, nothing there. And if you could revitalize a neighborhood, throw some hotels in there, who knows? Maybe you do put a casino nearby. I don't know what they want to do with it. But, you know, that brings bars and people, and it would just be like a dead area come to life. It would be putting, you know, instead of like going into a leafy suburb and building a building, and that's great, and they get more revenue for their schools. You could do that in an area that really needs revitalization. It would be a great thing for the city of Chicago if you went to that area. It really would. Presuming that you still took care of the lakefront, and, you know, you still could have events at that building that's sitting there. Or, you know, I mean, how great was it to see kids play football there? What a thrill to have kids go and be able to play football games. They've had college games. They've had concerts. It's just a great – Soldier Field is cool, and there's a great area around there. But it is kind of removed, and if you revitalize this other area, it would be fantastic.
It would become, in theory, a destination.
Yes.
For a lot of people, that in the way that the museum campus really wouldn't be, because it wouldn't be more. I know the renderings have a hotel and a casino, yeah, all those things, but it seems a little far-fetched, actually.
It does. Yeah. I mean, and as far as Kevin is concerned, you know, it's exactly what he was talking about. And it is a great idea that you could really make an impact on the city of Chicago.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.